This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, we are live on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel to start up another week where bourbon meets espresso. It is time for Mocha Mondays. It is me, your True Hill Phenom, SP3, back in the saddle once again with Mommy Niangi's baby boy, Set E. What's going on?
Niangi! And the E stands for end of the year, babies. The end of the year will come to that time. And also, I feel like, it's been my fifth month doing this. Yes, guys, I haven't always been here. It's been 5 months. You guys put me over. I'm still the young lion of Wrestling Daily. I humble myself with the talents I work with because I'm still learning on the job. And you guys are helping me, you know, SP3, one of the hardest working guys in all of infotainment. Last time I gave him that compliment, he decided to chuck it on to Sean Rossap, which I didn't appreciate because Sean Rossap is a hardworking guy, but everybody knows that. But I'm propping you up. If I give you a compliment, you keep the compliment. Don't give it to someone else. You're being an Indian giver. Just don't do that.
I'm the type that, you know, gets Christmas gifts and then I give it to somebody else for their birthday. But thank you all for joining us. We decided to switch it up on this Mocha Mondays. Didn't give you a cold open, but you can expect more of those the rest of the week.
Let's be honest.
But Seth said he doesn't get paid for that, so that's why.
Okay. Let's talk about the cold open, all right? Let's be honest about this. You know, it's an honest feedback thing. When we first did it, it was SP3's idea, so people know this. SP3 came up with a great idea. Let's do a cold open. Like SP3 came up with Mocha Mondays, giving you your props,
thank
flowers.
You.
It's end of the
thank
year.
You. I won't give it to anybody else. Don't worry.
Cool. So when it's natural, it's beautiful. One of my favorite ones is when we had Mod Mother on. Shout out to Jenna. You're incredible. When we had it on, that was a great one. I enjoyed that one. When we're creative, it's good. But when the corporate shills not getting their hands on it, they're like, ooh, you should do cold open all the time. It doesn't make sense. When we got no creative ideas, let's go straight to the intro and get straight to the point. All right? If the foreplay's dead, get straight to the main course.
I always got ideas, Sad. I'm never without creative ideas. I just have to get the train moving, and it'll make a stop at a creative idea. Always.
We do it next week. We could have done it, but, you know, guys, we care about you guys. We ain't gonna, you know, BS you guys, okay? Let's get straight to the point. What's the titular news? What's causing all this,
man? Always, everyone, remember to drop a thumbs up on the video, share it with your friends. Of course, if you are new to the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit the bell to stay notified for all the great content right here, and you could become an even greater part of the Wrestling Daily community by becoming a member, becoming one of the elite good eggs by hitting that join button, or giving your thoughts on our titular news, on all the news from this past weekend, wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily, and send in those good old ultra chats. I always enjoy those, and those are my favorite part of the show. So definitely send us a few on this Mocha Mondays. But yes, Sat, let's get into the titular news, which has to do with two WWE NXT superstars who may have just had their final NXT matchup at NXT War Games, which was last night on the WWE Network and Peacock. Kyle O'Reilly and Johnny Gargano are obviously a hot topic among wrestling fans, and Fightful Select put out a report, update on the status of both men coming out of War Games just before the pay-per-view went live. Fightful Select said they were told that many within the company are operating on the assumption that neither man will be around after this week. Both have been offered multi-year deals and were brought up to SmackDown a couple of weeks ago, and it has been communicated to both men that the company wants to retain their services. Some talent that Fightful spoke to said that they personally weren't giving their farewells to the two just yet because they expect to see both men backstage at Tuesday's NXT, which Johnny Gargano in his post-War Games interview for the fans at the CWC did confirm that he will make a comment on his current situation this Tuesday on NXT, as well as Kyle O'Reilly. They confirmed on NXT War Games that Kyle O'Reilly will go one-on-one with his former tag team partner Von Wagner inside of Steel Cage on NXT 2.0 this Tuesday. It was not specified. One source high up within WWE indicated to Fightful that their worst case scenario looked like even if they re-signed both, one would take some time off. The prevailing belief among those that Fightful spoke to is that they expect both contracts to expire and at least one to outright leave the company after exploring their options. Set. Let us know what you think. Do you think that we have witnessed, or we will witness this Tuesday, the final NXT matches of both Johnny Gargano and Kyle O'Reilly?
The answer is yes on the above. It's obviously, even if they weren't leaving the company, which I believe they both are, they've done all they can do in NXT. Especially Johnny Gargano. When he came out and did his entrance, you know, I know early in the year, you know, I'll be honest, I was making fun of the Jonathan Gargano community theater performance that him and Tommaso Ciampa had last year. But before all of that, he was one of my favorite guys. I never got the hate that he finally got. Oh, he wasn't that great. He's always been great. And one of my favorite things is he's done this year is the way his character work has been tremendous. He can talk on a microphone. He can wrestle in the ring. He's the perfect package for WWE probably 5 years ago, because WWE of today, going back to WWE of 20 years ago, 30 years ago, yeah, wherever year. So if Johnny Gargano, of him and Kyle O'Reilly, there's a small percent chance he may stay to go to the main roster. So something like SmackDown, because I'm saying, like, with Bryan Danielson gone, I know you're saying they don't really, there's not a spot to be filled there, but they need more work rate guys. They need more guys, you know, they need to have great matches on the main roster show, which they do most of the time, but I feel like they do need a Johnny Gargano in WWE. AEW's got lots of great wrestlers. Johnny Gargano add to it, because you're thinking of the class of NXT that's like currently in AEW. You want to see Andrade versus Johnny Gargano again? I mean, they had a 5-star match. I mean, Johnny Gargano did a lot for NXT to put them on the map. And in terms of being a 5-star machine, they were for like a year. I think it was just a year.
It was two, three years. I would say the peak of NXT was 2015 to TakeOver New York in 2019.
I mean, in terms of Uncle Dave loving them. I mean, like, it was just like...
Oh, Uncle Dave started dropping those 5-stars in 2018. So.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a few. So Johnny Gargano played a good part of that, and he'll be great on SmackDown. That's what I'm envisioning. But then again, do you want Johnny Gargano to chase the 24/7 title? No. So let's go to Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly, it was tremendous. The heel turn got quoted. That's something I would write. Like, that lumbering, flipping caveman. And Kyle O'Reilly seeing a mile away, he does the undisputed elite sign and crouch chopping him. I love it. That's how I would have booked it, and it did well. That's the respect. That's Shawn Michaels booking. I can smell it. Because he loves them UE boys. He used to wear the UE cap to cover the, you know, his receded hairline. Shout out to Adam Pearson. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, we should mention that, of course, last night on TakeOver, Johnny Gargano came out to Rebel Heart, his original theme, his most popular theme. It was like that moment with Steve Carell in the office. It's happening. He also came out with a tribute to all of his TakeOver themes, his TakeOver attires on his attire. And then it was heavily tease during the pre-TakeOver interview with Team Black and Gold, where Tommaso Marcel Ciampa said that this is your moment tonight. And it was heavily influenced that this would be the last takeover matchup for Johnny Gargano. So I don't know if this is, you know, I know there's some people that are saying that, yeah, he's just going on maternity leave and he'll probably be back once Candace and him have their first child, and maybe after a couple of months, or maybe, yeah, he does get called up to the main roster. But I do believe, Sat, that we have saw the final NXT matches of both Kyle O'Reilly and Johnny Gargano. Kyle O'Reilly exceeded any and all expectations with that tag team matchup, mainly because Fabian Eicher had a star-making performance in that tag team match. But it felt like that tag team match was three people and a sandbag in there having a great match. Anytime Von Wagner was in there, he slowed everything down. That's why I loved what Kyle O'Reilly did after the match, thwarting the heel turn and then laying them out and then throwing up the UE symbol while saying this is a brotherhood. I love it. I love all of that. And I do agree with you. This has Shawn Michaels' fingerprints on it more than anyone else. I don't think Britt Pritchard or Vince McMahon would be coming up with this type of idea, but it is going to lead. You know, we can assume it's going to lead to Von Wagner defeating Kyle O'Reilly on Tuesday to officially write him off. But I've said this, I think I said this on Friday with Alex. I've said it a couple of times on True Hill Heat YouTube channel, but Kyle O'Reilly needs to run. Like, once his contract expires, he needs to run out the door because he's got so many strings pulling him to AEW. So many ready-made matchups, a ready-made tag team, a ready-made stable, a ready-made stable war. Like, he has so many things calling him over to AEW. And this is a guy that 8 months ago, I literally believe each and every person watching us, believed he would be NXT champion by this time. This year. Like, this is a guy that was, they literally used the template of Gargano and Ciampa to book the Adam Cole Kyle O'Reilly feud. If you don't realize that, then let me remind you that Ciampa and Gargano also had an unsanctioned lights out match as their first matchup of their series. But unlike them, they didn't spend 45 minutes in the Shawn Michaels theater class before doing that matchup. And that's why people were totally done with the feud after that first match as Stand and Deliver. One match, people were done. Even though the Great American Bash match was actually better than the Stand and Deliver match. But that Stand and Deliver match was so self-indulgent. I believe that we can all point to that one match as the reason why Kyle O'Reilly is now leaving.
WWE. It's not that match, though. You know why he's leaving? Cool Kyle, that's when he jumped the shark. That goofy hair and glasses. Now I could be my true self. Like, no, man, be the badass you were. Don't be a geek. That made him look like a geek. And then you're like, I can't support him to be NXT champion. If he's the aggressive Kyle O'Reilly that we know him to be, and then he whooped Karrion Kross's ass, none of this will be happening. Yes. But then again, we'll still be stuck in black and gold era. So everything had to happen because I feel like the bubble got bursted. It's like, let's be honest, none of these guys are moving on. They made a great career in a developmental, which is now back to being developmental. It's now go to the big times. If WWE won't pull the trigger, he can go to AEW. People think that was him alerting. This is like when Shawn Michaels and the clique used to like crutch chop each other. They used to like send signs to each other. Ka-ka! You know, I love you. You know, I love you. I love you too. Down here. And then now he did it as well. It's like, it's a brotherhood. This is him throwing that hint that he's going over to AEW because in WWE or NXT, they weren't really using him to the best of his ability in NXT 2.0. And also the fact, like you said, he should have been champion. It didn't happen. If Vince was booking it, Von Wagner would have taken him out and broke his leg or whatever. And he would have done a stretcher job to the medical facility.
The medical facility. Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Kyle O'Reilly needs to go. He needs to run. But I believe that the real question, the real person that we're going to be looking at very closely over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, is Johnny Gargano, because he does have a pregnant wife. He does have a wife that is signed with WWE into 2022. He is very, he's probably even closer with Shawn Michaels and Triple H than Adam Cole was. So there is a lot of reasoning where you can understand why he would re-sign with WWE, and especially if they're going to use him on the main roster in any type of way. If he's okay with it, I say go for it. But I think that's where this whole situation is at. So I do believe we did see Johnny Gargano's final NXT match, because even if he does resign, I think he is going to the main roster. So it would be a yes in my regard for both O'Reilly and Gargano. But what did you think about War Games overall, Sat?
It had mixed bags. It was mostly good. Shout out to Io Shirai for popping Cora Jade's shoulder back in place. So what I'm trying to get was, they took too long, right? Cora Jade's on the floor. Man, what a great sell job, right?
She did good with the sell job, and then that totally gave away that she wasn't really injured. Like, she did excellent, an excellent job of making everyone believe, because of the way she fell. She didn't do like a regular senton. She did like a senton.
A rolling rock.
Yeah, kind of like that, the rolling rock. And it made it look like she could have hurt her shoulder. And then Asuka did that, putting her shoulder back in the place. I was like, well, you killed that. Okay, cool.
So you don't believe that was real? You know what? And I get what you mean, because I was thinking when she stepped on her shoulder, I was like, that can go wrong and you're fired, because you just on live TV ignore the medical assistance, and then
exactly. And plus, that whole War Games was just totally screwed from the beginning, because baby faces having the advantage in War Games,
I don't mind
it. It has been proven it doesn't work, though. It does not work. How do you not mind it? But you do.
I'll tell you what. Okay. Let's. I'll talk to you in two logics, right? Real life logic. That's BS. You're telling me heels for 30 years always get the toss right. Wrestling wise, I get it. Right, getting the heat on the heel, two against one, it's not cool. So that's wrestling logic. Real life logic. Yes. From time to time, baby faces win, because it's real life. You flip a coin. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Not like 30 years of, or 40 years of, 35 years or 36 years of War Games we've been watching, heels always winning. Something fishy about this.
Because that's coin? The one that works. It works. When you try to do it differently, or try to appease the sad ease of the world, you get what we got last night, where the crowd in the CWC were
they
cheering.
Suck anyway.
But they were cheering for Gigi Dolin. Because Gigi Dolin came in and made the save for the valiant heel who was fighting from two-on-one handicap.
Oh my CWC God. Sucks so bad.
No. I will call out CWC for being bad fans and cheering heels. When they literally make you cheer the heels, that's something different. Yes, they did. Yes, they literally had the heel, Dakota Kai, fighting from a 2-on-1.
They're not the smartest fans. I'll be enjoying it. I'm a masochist. Yes, beat her up. Yeah. That's what you get for coming back to NXT. You should have went to the main roster.
Please save me, ladies and gentlemen, with some logical thoughts and takes by WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. We want to hear your Ultra Chats.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
have one in the chamber here from our good friend, our favorite, Yoko Litna, who has donated today on Mocha Monday and said, have encountered a problem. So much potential talent for our faction, and we don't want to end up like late WCW NWO, where basically everyone was in it. Must be extremely selective. There is one person who has caught our eye, though, Serena Deeb. Serena Deeb and Nikki A.S.H. as a faction or a team? I'm down with it, Yoko Littner. I am not mad at that at all. What about you, Seth?
Like the idea on paper, but realistically, I don't see it happening. If you said Toxic Attraction, you know, Nikki A.S.H. joining them, I'll be like, hey, it's feasible. But no, I'm not feeling that one, Yoko, because realistically, if Serena Deeb went back to WWE, they'd be like, Serena, where have you been? You're meant to be starting your shift at NXT like a year ago.
No, you're meant to be teaching the women in NXT how to take a bump. Basically, they would ask her to be a coach and a trainer, not a
she was. That's what she was, wasn't she? I said the pandemic is why she got fired in the pandemic, right? That's what happened, right? She got hired and then she got fired after doing the Mae Young Classic, and yeah, and then bless her. I was looking at her age. I was like, she's still. I don't know why I was assuming that she was born in the early 80s because the way WWE treated her, like she's still, you know, she's in the mid 30s. She's still viable.
He's like, she got to be born 1980 the way they treat her.
Yeah, listen, Mickie James is only what, 40? She's same age as CM Punk. Let's just be. Yeah. So Mickie James is the same age as CM Punk. But WWE were treating her like she's, you know, she used to wrestle with the same era as Ric Flair, you know? Like, women's wrestlers get the short end of the stick, and I'm glad people like Mickie James is trying to end that whole, you know, injustice, bias, you know, BS happening. But yeah, like, no. Serena Deeb, great. I love what she's doing in AEW. To think that WWE had that and didn't do much with her. Admitted she had alcohol problems in the beginning, but they give second chances, third chances to many wrestlers. Randy Orton should be fired by now for all the dumb stuff that he did, but they gave him a chance and he changed his way. Jeff Hardy, work in progress. Till now.
Yeah, we should also bring that up for sure that Jeff Hardy apparently was sent home following a house show this past weekend where he had a rough night. He was in a tag team matchup with Drew McIntyre and I believe King Woods, I'm not mistaken, and they were versus the Bloodline, and he disappeared into the crowd followed by security and didn't return to the ring to celebrate with his partners when the match ended. Another report from PW Insider said that Hardy seemed sluggish during the matchup and in Edinburgh, Texas, and actually ended up leaving the match before it had even finished, and he was replaced in Corpus Christi the following night by Rey Mysterio and wasn't backstage at all. Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp later backed up PW Insider's report, saying that Hardy had been sent home after a rough night. But definitely want to send our thoughts and prayers to Jeff Hardy, whatever he's going through, if he's going through, you know, the same troubles and issues that he's had in the past. We definitely have our thoughts with him and hope that he gets through this situation right now. What do you think about this whole thing, Sat?
This whole thing is one big mystery because there's so much English language words used in all these sentences, but it still doesn't clarify what happened to him. I could have had a rough night. I didn't sleep okay. You know, I went to sleep at 2:30. You know, that's a rough night. So when people say rough night, because it's Jeff Hardy, they assume rough night. But it could be he had nagging injuries, he couldn't continue. So that's why for me is a bit weird, because the phrasing, because no one's outright saying, oh, Jeff wasn't in a condition to perform, or Jeff had nagging injuries. All we know, he had a rough night, and we're trying to decipher what is that rough night, because they replaced him. So we don't know. So I'm saying is, I hope he's okay. That's the most important thing. Jeff Hardy, we hope you're fine. We're rooting for you to have that last big title storyline, because, you know, you being a champion, it's not it, because you're a risky business in terms of pushing, unfortunately. But yeah, having a one last title picture, being a, you know, being relevant in the island of relevancy, that's what you want for him. But yeah, his health is more important. We're lucky to still have Jeff Hardy, so yeah. I want to continue having Jeff Hardy in our lives.
Absolutely. I've talked to Jeff a couple of weeks back during Survivor Series weekend, and he said he had a couple more goals. That was the versus Roman Reigns for the Universal title, to introduce Willow to the WWE Universe, and to reunite with his brother Matt. So hopefully he can get through this setback right now and get his life back on track and not have another night like that in the future, because he's someone that over the last couple of weeks have been getting more cheers, and it might be someone that WWE prior to, you know, this whole situation might have thought of making a challenger for the month for Roman Reigns in between, you know, WrestleMania season. He may have gotten a shot, but this may be another setback for him. We shall see.
That's been the legacy of Jeff Hardy's third act in the WWE. Wasted opportunity. Because every time, like, the Hardy Boys win the tag titles, injury. Jeff Hardy wins, like, a United States title or something like that, or an Intercontinental title. Something else happens, you know? So, Jeff, we want you just to, you know, that legacy of yours is cemented, you know, no matter what you do. We just want to end it on a high note. And, yeah, so get well, Jeff Hardy, you know. Your fans are here. Oh, the creatures of the night. You have to argue with the Undertaker.
Creatures of the night. But it seems to be something that, you know, we typically talk about with WWE, not utilizing the legends and the superstars that they do have, like the Jeff Hardy and the Rey Mysterios of the world, and not really creating new talent. But that is if you're not Shawn Michaels, because Shawn Michaels had a little comment this over the weekend, speaking with Jim Varsolan from NXT War Games. Michaels explained that he loves NXT because it's all about passion in the Performance Center, and he believes that NXT is a one-of-a-kind brand and is the only brand that is creating new talent in professional wrestling. He said, and I quote, "That's what's so exciting, and that's why a lot of us come here to NXT, because this for us is everything that is wonderful and pure about being in WWE. The reason we all got into this, it's wonderful when you make it to the main brands, when you make it to SmackDown or you make it to Raw, but then it becomes business and it's about the whole altering of your life. This is before it gets back. It gets to be that business aspect where it's fun, it's passionate, and it's all about the love of doing this and getting out and performing. Now, I recognize right now that one of the cool buzzwords in this business is we're producing new, young, fresh superstars. And they're actually people that have been around this job for 10 or 15 years, and they're just now making it into television. We are the only brand in the entire world that is bringing real, true-to-life, young, fresh men and women that are going to be stars of Raw and SmackDown in the next 5 to 10 years. It's just that simple." What do you think about this comment here, Seth?
Okay, we're going to play a nice game. SB3, you're from Harlem, right?
Yes, I am.
Let's just say if you've never traveled anywhere in your life, would you say Harlem is the most diverse, great place in the world if you've never been anywhere else?
Yes.
That's Shawn Michaels for you. That's all he knows. Okay? Besides the AWA and the territories, my guy didn't jump to WCW, so he doesn't know the lay of the land. He's not like William Regal, who used to, you know, go around to different wrestling promotions, get a sample, get a taste of wrestlers. Shawn Michaels is a WWE guy. That's all he knows. He even mistaken professional wrestling. That's not what you do, Shawn. You guys do sports entertainment. You're in the entertainment business, brother. That's what you're doing, man. You're not in the world of professional wrestling. That's AEW. That's GCW. That's NWA. That's Impact. That's MLW.
That's not even NWA, but continue.
You're right. NWA is the second match card in 2007 WWE.
They're just trying to recreate the Ruthless Aggression era.
That's where Ruthless Aggression goes to have... It's a Ruthless Aggression retirement home.
Yes, that's a better way to put it. Yeah.
Bingo. So yeah, Shawn Michaels is coming from him. I'm not offended. That's all he knows. That's why I used that example. When you've never been nowhere, you just assume where you are is the best place to be. And what they're doing is for WWE. The wrestlers you're watching right now, you know, I like Tony D'Angelo, but I can't envision Tony D'Angelo being in AEW unless he's fighting Eddie Kingston. You know? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't envision that. You know, I can't envision Tony D'Angelo unless he's feuding with 2.0. You know what I mean? And I can't envision Von Wagner unless they went to replace Jake Hager with another lumbering 6'5" guys who's got barely developed pecs. and looks a bit like a caveman on their teeth.
Von Wagner looks like Encino Man. Our guest on True Hill Heat this week, Steven Jensen, pointed that out, and it's changed my life completely.
Really? Now, I thought you should have said that was on Twitter a long time ago.
I saw Caveman, but not Encino Man. They literally, on our podcast, they literally put Encino Man on Von Wagner's body, and I didn't know the difference.
So the backstory was that Kyle went out for a night, you know, of drinks or whatever. Then he stumbled upon an ice block, took it to his home. No, melted it down.
It's not even all that. He's Sean Astin. They basically have just stolen the whole storyline and plot from Encino Man. He's Sean Astin. He just hasn't found his Pauly Shore. That's what Bobby Fish was gonna play before he got released. He was gonna be Pauly Shore with the snuggles, man.
They thought that Bobby Fish was too old to play that, buddy. Flippers and all that kind of BS. Yeah.
I love how we just always have to put in some type of old school reference on every one of our episodes.
Because we are fully fleshed out, buddy. Anyway, so Shawn Michaels, what do you think? Right? Same like me. He's just stuck in a bubble, which is NXT.
I think he's been handed a script by Vince McMahon and he's just following it. He has to do the interviews now that Triple H is not around. So he's just following the script that's been given to him. I am not mad at Shawn Michaels any which way. He's still one of my favorite all-time wrestlers. Not Same. Mad at him for his awful take that he had there about them being the only brand that creates new talent. But that brings us... No. To a close, yes.
We're closing. What about quick mentions of, you know, Triple R and Hard Times?
Okay, NWA Hard Times. They decided to move away from Ruthless Aggression and head to the reality era as they debuted Matt Cardona following the main event where Trevor Murdoch defeated Mike Knox in the main event. Yes, you heard me right. Trevor Murdoch defeated Mike Knox in the main event for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship.
Butts in seats.
And Matt Cardona beat down, low blow, Trevor Murdoch, beat down the Pope, who is the number one contender, and held up the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. While over on Triple R, it was Vikingo who became the new Triple R Mega Champion. So he is now the new champion. We should probably get Kenny Omega versus him when Kenny Omega is all good and healthy after he comes back from his injury. So, yes, that is your little quick recap of NWA and Triple R. And NWA also had Dirty Dango, the artist formerly known as Fandango, debut. And he'll be a tag team with JTG going after the NWA World Tag Team titles. What you think about all of that, Sam?
I think Vikingo is one of my favorite guys to watch. He's like a human highlight reel, the way he just flips and stuff. But his ascension came out of nowhere, but I'm not upset about that because I feel like he's been one of the MVPs of the company. You know, you'd assume that, you know, Psycho Clown would have got it or something like that, or you know, maybe Chessman Pagano, who knows. But I'm happy to go with a younger guy. It's like if Rey Mysterio was still in Triple A R in 1994, and they gave the title to him. It's kind of like that because Vikingo is one of the most exciting wrestlers, briefly wrestled in Impact Wrestling. Kenny Omega name dropped him because he does the similar strength, sheer drop, suplex like Kenny does sometimes, and he saw similarities, and that's a dream match. That's probably why Triple A gave the title to Vikingo, so they can do Vikingo versus Kenny Omega.
Well, that was the match that was supposed to happen.
Yeah, it was. That's the original. Yeah, exactly. And, well, we haven't watched all the matches yet. Well, I haven't. But I think it should just be in Vikingo versus, you know, either like Laredo Kid or Bandido, you know, someone one-on-one. Or the extra accoutrements didn't add anything, you know. It's just like the AEW Triple A partnership is still continuing.
Well, we should also note that they wanted Bryan Danielson for the show, but AEW, you know, gave them Lethal and Fish. But maybe this is something that Danielson wanted to do. He wanted to wrestle in Mexico when he left WWE. So maybe we get to see him in the future.
Quick question before we leave. I need an answer to this. If FTR's gimmick, they want to be every other tag team except themselves. Is that the gimmick?
Basically, that's always been their gimmick. They've always wanted to be Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard, and now they're just deciding to rip off the people that they're versing instead of people from the 80s.
No, because now they're Los Gringos Locos now. because they wore their tights, they wore their, which paid tribute to Art Bar and Eddie Guerrero. But as much as it pays tribute, I'm like, FTR, just be yourselves. I don't remember the last time FTR was just FTR. Maybe it was in the WWE. But ever since they left,
listen, they were FTR when they came into. No, they, like I said, the whole concept of the tag team is they are this generation's Tully and Arn. So if your whole
concept, they're not anymore.
That's always been the reason why they got together, though. They both love those.
Until they went overboard. You know when you give someone the power and they just go crazy. So now they're like, we're gonna be a one big nostalgia act. And you're like, but what about yourselves? Build your own legacy. Wear your own bloody trunks. And you can see, like, you know, with a Cash Wheeler, I'm predicting it, guys. I mean, I've just come back from 2022. Cash Wheeler's mullet is dreadful. It's coming because he's doing it. It's getting thicker and wilder.
Thank you for that future prediction as well. We appreciate that, Seth. But yes, we have ran out of time on this Mocha Monday edition of Wrestling Daily. Seth, we'll see you tomorrow with the Irish Chief, Alex McCarthy. I will see you on Wednesday with AMAC. And of course, this has been, and remember, drop a thumbs up on the video, share it with your friends, subscribe if you are new, and we will see you all tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.